said, okay, so we were talking about the assumptions that we're making in the first and second presentations of the Gemara's first objection of Gavita Alyata. And we were saying that in the first presentation, when he's saying that it's a linguistic objection, we're assuming that that she paid the money back. Is that correct? I just don't see that in the words at all, and the only thing I can see is, like, exactly the opposite. Like, I feel like I thought he emphasized that she hadn't paid it back yet.
Okay, so let's then go back and look at it. You see where I am?
Yeah.
Zarech Luva Erze Shabayarno Akshav, Shekhoja Kitchab Ribis, Aladar Shiskarnu, Ainam Kudeshis. But if he's Makadish Beribis, he's not trying to explain that if he's Makadish Beribis, the din would be Ainam Kudeshis. Now, why would she be in a Makudeshes? If you're going to say the reason why she's not Makudeshes is because it's a halva, meaning it's a case of a Makadish Bemilde. Of course, I would have to assume that he has not yet been paid the ribis, so she still has it. And then, if he wants to be Makadish with that, then it'll be a Milde, right? This is ribis ma'alya. In other words, if the reason why is ena v'kudeshes is because it's a halva, if that's the only reason, meaning. What do you mean it's a halva? I mean, the second objection that the Gemara gave, Hainu Milva, that is the only reason why she would be Eina Mekudeshes. Then what would be the first reason? Then what would be the first reason of the Gemara when the Gemara said, no, it's Ribis Bal Yasa? So he says that there, it would be linguistic, it would be a semantic issue. The issue is, why does the Gemara call it Haramas Ribis, they should have called this Ribis Mal Yasa. Now, in that, the question is, when he's saying that, is that assuming she paid him back and then he gave it back to her or not? So, just go a little bit further, you'll see. V'od v'yachashol yigil liyoto haino milve. And that since she never got it never came into his hands, then it would be a milveh. And then in mitzad, she'ein makadshin beribis vafilu boli yado. But if you'd like to say the reason why ein makadshin, she can't be makadish a woman with ribis, afilu boli yado v'chaza unasan olam b'toras kedushin, where he got it and then he gave it back to her for Kedushin, Mishan Afar, Shai Ribis Mal Yahu, Vehechata Omer Shemukudeshes. And when the Gemara said it's Ribis Mal Yahu, how can you say it's Mukudeshes?
Isn't that the second presentation, though, now, of the Gemara's objection is that it's a halakhic issue now. It's not simply a linguistic issue.
Right.
Like, there's a problem with the deen.
Right.
So, but there already there was a transition. I'm saying before that he said if you're going to say that it's a halda'ah, right, then that means that it wasn't paid back. So why are we saying that in his first presentation when it's linguistic? Why are we saying that we're assuming that she paid it? It seems like we should not be assuming that. We should be assuming she did not pay it. That the only way to understand the rejection of Rajit's Ma'aliyata as linguistic is to assume that she did not pay the money back.
Because what if she did?
Because if she did, then I'm thinking that's now the second objection, then that, or that's the second presentation. That now makes Rajit's Ma'aliyata now.
Well, couldn't it be the first, and then it would still be, it would not be called Aramas Rivas, it would be called, she would be Makudeshes, but it would be a linguistic problem.
Fine, so the first...
So I'm just saying that if you're going to learn that you want to say that the problem is it shouldn't be called Aramas Rivas, it should be called Rivas Gomor.
Yeah.
If she didn't pay it at all yet, so then what is it? So then she's not giving him anything. She didn't pay it, right? So unless we'll work with the Rashba.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? All right, what Ken is asking is, when he's saying that it's a linguistic problem, when he says, v'heichat, let's go back, why do you call it Haramas Ribis? It should have been called what? Ribis Malyasa. When he's saying that, is he assuming in a situation where she paid it back and then he gave it back to her? Or is he talking? I think it's chilly, no?
Mm-hmm. And it closed like the big window.
They were hot.
But I think now it's chilly, no?
Well, yeah, well, there are two windows.
What do people feel?
Wait, now it's chilly. Maybe just close the big one.
Because
if the heat's on, it's like death.
We're freezing, so
just... Well, why don't you shut it completely if you get warm again?
Is the heat off now?
It sounds like it.
So is there a way to turn it off? Okay.
I mean, only the fan.
Okay. Let's see if this
works.
Everybody good now?
We just close the window.
Honestly, what we should really just do is switch sides of the class.
And then you guys would be very hot from this side of the room.
Whatever. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how it
different people's
not. What he's saying now, that it's a semantic issue, is he saying that really, why is it called Harama service? It should be called Rivas Kitsutsa or Rivas Gomer. What he's saying, that do we have to assume that she paid it back to him, or even if she didn't? I mean, clearly, if she paid it back to him and then he gave it back to her, she would be Makudeshes. But it should be—it should have said, Oser Vasoskin, you should have read this Gomer.
Right.
So, now the only thing is, could this still be true if, even if she did not pay it back? That the Gemara would still be objecting to Arba B'Chamisha because it should have been called Ribis Gomer.
What I'm saying is that even like without addressing that, like logically, like even without like working that through yet,
yeah,
just in the in what he says, I don't see him saying in the first presentation. All I see him saying there is that she did not pay it yet.
Good. So I'm just saying to you. So if she did not pay it back, then so tell me the objection, the first objection. Assuming she did not pay it back. So she hasn't given him any ribbons.
Right, but he said it at the beginning.
Yeah, but she didn't pay it. So what it means, ribbons malyasahi?
Meaning, because, okay, well, maybe this is a question about just ribbit in general. Are you aware the isur of ribbit when you said it? Like, ribbit kitsutsa. Are you aware on the isur when you set it at the time of the loan, or are you only aware?
Only if you then collected it. But
only,
if you
so
never
only when you collect it.
Yeah, I mean, if you never collected it, so then I don't...
It's like, oh, I'm going to steal tomorrow.
Yeah, so then you ended up not doing it.
So what if she came with the money in her hand, but she didn't give it to him yet?
Is that what he's talking about? So that's what I'm saying as follows. I hear your point, and it does sound like he's talking even when she did not pay it back. So what I'm saying is the following. If she, in this approach now that he's saying that it's only a semantic issue, what's the consequence of saying it's a semantic issue? The consequence of that is that she is really mekudeshes if he did it, but this cannot be the pshat of Hanoas Milva in the Gemara. Why? Because in the case of Hanoas Milva, it said mekudeshes basar asos kemishem haramas ribis. So if we assume that in Arba B'Chamisha, if the first objection is just a semantic one, then what is that implying? That she would be Mekudeshes if he did this. If he did what? If he was Mekadesha with the fifth one, even though what? Even though what? She never paid it back. Nevertheless, it should still be called Ribis Gomer. So I'm asking, why would it be called Ribis Gomer if she never paid it? So then there's no Ribis Gomer here. You know what I'm asking you? Where's the Ribis Gomer? So who can answer? Yeah, who could just answer that? Yes, Sienna?
Well, he said like the Ribis from the beginning and said that she was supposed to be paying him more.
Good, but did she?
Yeah, in a sense, she did because he received something extra. He received her marriage.
So why is it ever Haramas Ribis?
If he didn't necessarily extend it from the beginning.
Forgetting, maybe he has in mind what the Rashba said. Did we do the Rashba? Remember the Rashba asked, why is one case Haramas Ribis and why is it versus Ribis Gomer? Either way, she hasn't paid him anything. In both situations, what is he getting from her?
A wife.
So in both cases, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, whether it's Arba Plazimna or it's a case of Arba B'Chamisha, assuming that she hasn't paid the fifth one back, so then what is he getting from her? Only her. Now, getting her, is that called ribis?
No.
Well,
according to the
apparently, well, we thought no, because the Gemara called it haramas ribis. So then why in Arba B'Chamisha are we saying it is ribis? Do you remember what the Rashba answered? No?
Because in his eyes...
Yes.
In his eyes, it's as if she, instead of giving back, give me 4 dinarim and yourself, which in his eyes was equivalent to that last dinar, even though it's really nothing.
Yeah, remember the Rashba? Now, if you have that in mind, fine. So that she didn't pay him the 5th dinar, but she gave of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it would be real ribis gaining a wife. Why? Because he had originally said that he wanted a 5th dinar back. But then at the end, he's willing to take something instead of the 5th dinar, namely her. So that she would be treated like the 5th dinar in terms of ribis. So that's why it would be ribis gomer. But he could have that in mind. I know he doesn't spell it all out, but... So all I'm saying is, if you want to assume, which I hear you, it sounds that way, that the money that she did not give him the 5th dinar. See, if she did, and then he gave it back to her, then she would be mekudeshes, but then it should have said, Oser lasos kemishom ribis,
right.
Not haramos ribis. And even if she did not pay it, it should still be called ribis gomer, because since it was a case of originally by Baba Hamisha, and then he's accepting her in lieu of what?
The 15er.
Then that would be ribis gomer too. But again, it would be just a semantic issue because either way, she would be mekudeshes. And she would be mekudeshes even if she paid the dinar and he gave it back to her. She would be mekudeshes.
So whether she gives the money back or not, she's mekudeshes.
Yes, but the problem is, it should be called ribis gomer, not haramas ribis. So that's the semantic issue. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
just in terms of like defining terms, ivit gamur is when you actually get back the ivit, right? You get back something.
You stipulated it at the time of the loan, and then it's paid. Right, you got the ribis payment.
Right, because I thought we were really defining meaning versus a milveh, which was not paid back.
I don't follow. What are you saying?
Ribis gemurah is when you actually receive what you stipulated in the beginning.
Or not. Or but either you receive the actual 15 or a substitute.
And then milveh, I thought we defined as, or at least I thought immediately defined as something that was not yet paid back.
Well, that for sure has to be that it wasn't paid back. Because if it was, you wouldn't call it a milveh anymore. She paid it back. If he then she paid him and then he gave it back to her, what milveh? There's no milveh there. She paid it.
Right.
Yes.
And then for the second presentation.
Yeah.
Where it's halakhic, right? If the objection is halakhic.
Now the second is that ena mekudeshes. Okay, let's as follows. See what's happening. We have. Let me just review this one last time, make sure it's clear. Is it clear to everybody? You want me to should I review again? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so we know, what did Abaye, you have to start from the beginning. What did Abaye say the din is for Makadesh Benova is Eina Mekudeshes. For Hanoas Nova, she is Mekudeshes. That's what Abaye said. She is married to this guy if he was Makadesh her with Hanoas Milva. That's what it says. But Usulasos came to Shamaramas Rivas. That's what Abaye said. Now, in trying to figure out what this case of Hanoas Milva is, the Gemara first suggested Arba B'Hamisha. But the Gemara then rejected that for two reasons. Let's look at the second reason first, because the second reason is easier. What was the second reason given? Heino Milva. Now what does that mean? That means, assuming she did not pay back the 15er yet. She didn't pay it back. I think she didn't pay anything back yet. And now he wants to be Makadisha with that 15er. He says to her, you know what? That 15er that I said that you owe me, I'm letting it go. Accept it for Kedushin instead. Now, so the Gemara basically saying is it's really a milva, so therefore what is the objection? That the din should be ena mekudeshes.
Right, which is a problem.
Abaye was talking about a case of hanoas milva that is mekudeshes. So this can't be the case. Because if this were the case, then that's mekadesh b'milva,
right. Which
is ena mekudeshes. So clearly, when the Gemara, the second objection, the second rejection, that it's a milva, the rejection is based on the fact that this is a milva, and therefore the din should be ena mekudeshes. So clearly this cannot be the case of Hanoas Milva, because in Hanoas Milva, Abaye said she's mekudeshes. So this can't be the pshat for that. That is clear. That's never going to change. The issue is going to be, how do you understand the first rejection? That's what this whole Ne'iri is about. How are we to understand? Now, let me first just present it in an outline form and then we'll go over the details. One approach is to say that the first objection is about semantics, meaning the following, that in the first objection to the case of Arba B'Chamisha, the Gemara is not saying to you that she's not Mekudeshes if he did it. It's really assuming she would be Mekudeshes. And that would fit into Abaye's statement of Hanoas Milva being Mekudeshes. But the first rejection is saying, but this still can't be the pshat. Why? Because then Abaye should have said what? Osir lasos came mishum ribis mal yosa. That's what he should have said. Instead, he said osir lasos came mishum haramas ribis. No. If this were a case of arba b'chamisha, then it should have. The objection is not about whether she's mekudeshes or not. We're assuming she certainly is mekudeshes. But the objection is to the fact that Abaye called it Haramas Regis, and that doesn't fit in, because if the case is about the Hamisha, he should have called it Ribis Kitzutz or Ribis Gomor, right? Now, that's one approach. I just want to outline it. The second way to learn it, which he's going to develop, we have, right, is no. The first objection is also an objection about whether the Kedushin should take effect or not. But in the first objection, the Gemara said, it's Ribis Malyosa. What that means is there's real Ribis here. And as real Ribis, then a Kedushin with real Ribis is not Mekudeshes. A Kedush, if you try to be Mekadesh, a woman with Ribis Gomer, she's Eina Mekudeshes. That's the objection. But how can, this can't be the Pshat. So really then, both objections revolve around the same point, namely, about that the Kedushin should not take effect. The second objection, it should not take effect because it's Milva. And the first objection would be that it should not take effect because you can't be Makadish a woman with Ribis.
How is that the first objection? I thought the first objection is just... The first objection I thought was saying it is Mekudesha.
That was the first approach. He has two approaches.
I know.
So I just outlined the second approach.
Wait, sorry. So can you say the second one again?
The second approach is that this is Ribis Malyasa. What the Gemara is saying is that this is real Ribis.
Right.
And Kedushin with Ribis is Eina Mekudeshes.
Right. So what did you say the two presentations have in common? The two approaches have in common?
It was, he wasn't hearing approaches, he was saying two objections.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, the two objections
got it.
That they're both about that it's Eina, it should be Eina Mekudeshes.
Okay.
One reason, because it's a Milva, that was the second objection. First objection is it should be Eina Mekudeshes because if you're Mekadesh, a woman with Ribis, it's Eina Mekudeshes.
And it's Eina Mekudeshes because the money belongs to her? Is it?
Because the money's not his.
But isn't that the same thing as Milva then? It's us to do Kedusha.
No, because that would be, that's okay. So now I'll answer. So let's now go over each approach in more detail. The first approach was what? The semantic one, that really she would be Mekudeshes. Right? She would be Mekudeshes. But the problem is one of semantics. So from the Meiri, it seems that he's talking that even in the first approach, she did not yet pay back the fifth dinar. She did. But, so then what is the problem? So the problem is, so she didn't. So what is then the problem according to the first approach?
It just doesn't fit with the language.
It doesn't fit with the language because why? Because I'm saying if we learn like, see, the problem is that if she did not pay it, then the second rejection is staring us in the face.
I know, but.
So all I'm saying then the first objection would simply then just focus on the semantic part of it, namely that it should have been called Ribis Gomer. Now why should it have been called Ribis Gomer? What I'm talking about?
Because he said it at the beginning.
Because he said five in the beginning and now he's taking the wife in his place. So that would be Ribis Gomer like the Rashba said. You need the Rashba here, otherwise why would it be Ribis Gomer? All I added was, it could be that the Rashba would believe, not the Rashba, that the Meiri would say, what would be if she did pay it back? But could that be Pshat in Abaye?
No, because he said...
Again, because then it should have said, Asa Lasos came. This is really Ribis. If she paid the Ribis, then that would really be Asa to do Mishum, that this is real Ribis. He can't be Makadish a woman. It should have said also asoskan yishum ribis gomer. You understand what I'm saying? But it sounds like that the Meiri is saying this even if we assume she did not pay it back, but it should still be called ribis gomer. And all I'm saying is to be called ribis gomer, you're going to need the Rashba to explain why it would be ribis gomer. That's all I'm saying. Now, so if she did, now what will be if she paid it and then he gave it back to her l'shem kedushin? Will she be mekudeshes or not? I'm not asking now about semantics, I'm asking now about the din.
Yes.
Will she be mekudeshes or not?
Yes.
The Neri holds the answer is yes?
No, he says.
Doesn't
he
say
it
depends,
like
the
Gezel? What does he claim about? He said,
we're now, it's now the same as Gezel. In the second of what?
Yeah,
it's not
the same
as Gezel, because the woman might not know.
One second, so what is he, just give me an outline and then you can say whatever you want to say. What is the din, according to the Meirpi, if she paid the 15er and then he gave it back to her for Kedusha? I'm only want to know now is she mekudeshes or not? So Miriam holds the answer is no.
What?
No.
Doesn't he hold that it's...
What does the Meiri say?
Didn't he say this depends on the reason?
I don't... Yes, what does the Meiri say?
Yeah?
You're not giving me... You're giving me a bits and pieces.
Maybe.
What does he say?
If you say that Ribis is like Gezel.
Before you get there, it's a machlokas, he says.
Okay.
He has a machlokas among, I guess, his peers, among Rishonim. One approach is to say that if he was Makak, if she paid him back the Ribis, and then he gave it back to her, L'shem Kedushin, he quotes a machlokas among Rishonim. Some hold that she would be mekudeshes, and some hold she would not be mekudeshes. Now, if I were then to ask you, explain to me the logic of each approach, now go ahead and do it. Yes, Victoria?
Either she knew that it was stolen, she gave it back, and she was...
She knew what was stolen?
The money.
What money are you talking about?
59. Was stolen from her.
What do you mean stolen from her? He didn't steal
meaning,
it.
Meaning.
What do you mean by stolen from
he
her?
He didn't have a
right. He should have returned it to her, but she was mochelet and accepted that as kiddushin. She said, it's okay, you don't have to pay me back.
So say it again.
So either that 59, she knows belongs to her, meaning he has to pay.
No, she knows that Rip is... has to be returned to her. She knows that it's not really his. Even if she gave it to him, it's still hers. She knows all that. So that when he then gave it back to her, what?
She was mochelet.
L'shem kedushin, and she accepted it, then we have to assume what? That she was mochelet what? The obligation that he had to return to her the ribis. She was totally mochelet. And being mochelet, then she would be mekudeshes. And this is where I had sent you to the Gemara and Daf Nun Beis, because that's what he cites. He is saying that this is no different than the case of what?
Gezel.
Of Gezel Dido, which we're going to go over that very soon. So because he's saying that ribis is no different than if he actually stole from her and then gave it back to her for Kedushin, the Gemara Nun Bey suggests what? What if he actually stole from her and then gave it back with Shem Kedushin?
She was Mochelet, then yes.
We're assuming that she would be Mochelet, and therefore, Mochel what? I know it's Chiyav to return the Gezel, and the mail of the Gezel would belong to her.
To him,
I'm sorry. And then he gave it to her, and so it's his money that he's now giving to her. for Kedusha. Right. That was the first approach of the Meiri. What's the, then he quotes others, the Yesh Chokim, who say what?
Einav HaKudesh.
Why?
Because even though, like, the halakha about Gezel would be obvious, like, a person would know that they could be Mokel, the Yuvah HaKzir, right, by Gezel, the woman might not realize that halakha is the same by Rubi. And so she would actually think that she owes him that 50 nar, and then she would pay it, and then she would think that it actually belongs to him.
That's right.
So she wouldn't actually be doing any mechila.
Exactly. And he calls it mechila betaus. I don't know, the phrase throws me off. It seems to me that
there's no
mechila at all, and that's, maybe that's what he means, because she doesn't know to be mocha because she thinks it belongs to him. Because she thinks that in ribbis you have to pay it, and it belongs to the malva when she does pay it. So to her it doesn't. So therefore she has no reason to be mochel because she thinks it's his the whole time. Now the truth is, she was mistaken, and maybe he was mistaken too. He might not have known it either. It turns out though that he gave her money that was never his. So therefore, it's not a kedusha. You can't use money that's not yours to be makadosh a woman with. It's got to be your money. Now, he thought it's his money. She thought it's his money. And so they were both wrong. But that's not going to make the kedusha valid. Still, the kedusha is not valid because he never gave her his money. It was her money the whole time. It's just that they didn't know it. You understand? So we have... So this is assuming that the ribbis was paid. Where the ribbis was paid. See, if the ribbis was never paid, then what's going to be the din in terms of the kedusha? If the ribbis was not paid, then ain't no kedusha. Because it's a nova. You're not going to get past that. So this machlokas that we're talking about now is where the ribbis was paid. Now, if you assume that the ribbis was paid, then we're going to have two approaches as to whether she would be mekudeshes or not. Right? So all I'm doing is that if we assume the ribbis was paid, and if we were then to go back into the Gemara Abaye and assume that the 15er was paid, then why would the Gemara reject this pshat for Hanas Milva?
Because it must hold like the second opinion of the Makhloka, that it was in Amakudesha.
Or it could be Makudeshas, but a semantic issue.
Right.
You know what I just said? I'll say that again. If she never paid back the 15er, then there's no way for the Kedushin to take effect. Is that clear? There's no way. Why is there no way for the Kedushin to take effect? Because he didn't give her. He never gave her anything. Mm-hmm. So that's Makadish Benova. So then clearly it would be Enam Kudeshes. Now, if we assume that she did pay him the 15er.
Wait, unless you learn it like the Rashba.
Even according to the Rashba, she's not Makudeshes. It's just that it would be Ribbis Gomer.
Okay,
such
fine, but that doesn't matter, like, for the linguistic approach, because it's not about the halakha anyway.
So that would be about linguistic then.
Right.
Because it shouldn't be called Tamramas Ribbis, it should be called real Ribbis.
Right. And then secondary to that is just the fact that it's a Namakudesha.
Well,
that's a second objection.
That's
but
a second,
saying, like,
but that second
right.
objection is gonna be that just that Gemara is attacking it from both sides.
Right.
Number one, it should be Anima Kudesha, and number two, it shouldn't be called Haramas Ribbis.
Right.
Is this clear?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody getting? Are you getting it? Good. So, so let's see. So now, so where he did pay it, where she did pay him, and then he gave it back to her. If we assume that the kedushin will take effect because she was mochel, because it's like gezel didah that she was mochelit. Then if you were to assume that in the Gemara that she did pay it and then he gave it back to the Kedushin, couldn't this be the Pshat of Hanas Milva then? I'm just reviewing. Ziona, could this be the pshat for Anas Milba?
Why not? Yeah.
So then why didn't the Gemara give it? Why did the Gemara give the case of Baba Hamisha and she paid it back?
Because then it wouldn't be Eina Mekadeshah.
No, we're just saying that would be Mekadeshah. It would be Mekadeshah. Which is what we want.
Linguistic issue.
It would be a semantic issue.
But then you fall back into the same thing with it being rivets.
It's the semantics that it's rivets,
and not haramas.
Yeah, so that would be the objection.
Right, so that's why the Gemara can't.
Yeah. Now, if you also learn that she paid him, but this whole idea of mechila betos, that it could work because the din should be enam kudeshes. As well. Besides linguistic, it would be animal conditions as well. I'm just saying you have to just work with what you want to assume the case is. Okay?
So even in the second approach, when it's a halachic objection, right, if you're on the side of the machloket who thinks that it's mekudeshet, then that means that the Gemara's first objection is really still a linguistic issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we assume that she paid it back.
Right.
If we assume she paid it back. See, from the Gemara itself, the Gemara doesn't elaborate whether she paid back the fifth one or not. Like it just says, Arba Mechamisha. So we're left to assume whatever, you know, we assume. Okay. So let's just reference now the Gemara on Daf Nun. Did you all understand why? Even if you didn't have a footnote like I do in my, he seems to be referencing a Gemara. Yes or no? Did you see it in the Meiri that he seems? Oh, you did.
But we also didn't see it in the Ritza that we did just before this. So clearly, we're just not great at recognizing.
Okay, so let's. Can somebody show me in the Meiri that the Meiri seems to be referencing a halacha that he knows about? Yes, but read me the line. Yes, read it. So we're correcting that word to shalah.
Oh, right.
What do you see in that? That's the sentence. That is the sentence. What? Well, he says, well, besides that, Umin Adinu Chai Vahatzir, Harehu Kekitcha Begezel Shalosh Shemekudeshes. What is he saying? It is like a case of someone who is Makadish, a woman with Gezel Didot, that she is Mekudeshes. How does the Miri know that? Is that some established din? Now, if it is established, that means it's got to be a Gemara somewhere. Not established because he thought of it.
I think that would be like, we like must have like known that like obviously he's getting this from a Gemara, but we like weren't thinking like, oh, where's he getting this from? Like, which we should.
Right. So you have to get used to this. I mean, you see, he's comparing it to Gezel Dido as though Gezel Dido is a known entity. Like we know what the din there is, or we only would know what the din is if the Gemara told us. You understand? So the footnote, my addition was helpful because it told you where to look. Otherwise, you know, you'd have to start scrambling.
All of Shas.
You'd figure it's in Kedushin somewhere. This is about Kedushin. But, you know, where to look, though, would be hard. Okay. So, therefore, I told you to look up Nun Beis. What did you find there? But I only want what's relevant for us. Without, you know, not discussing the other things that come up.
Yes.
Fiona's
upset. She thinks we don't know it enough. We should.
No, we just did the whole thing. I said don't give the whole story.
I think that it's saying that if someone steals, if a man steals from a woman, and then the woman gives up looking for whatever it was that was stolen from her.
She gives up looking? What do you mean she gives up?
She's like, I'm never getting it back. Like, she's okay with, like, if this gets stolen from me, and then I'm like, you know what, Yeah, it got
stolen. What's the thing about Yeah, Yer Shan Gesel? Is that what this is about?
No, probably still
high. No, what did you think?
I thought yes.
No, but what did you think about Yeyush?
That if the person is Yeyush, then it does work.
Okay,
so
I mean,
you could be Makadosh. You could be Makadosh.
Before I get to the Kedushin, I stole from you.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were Miss Yeyush, which means you gave up hope that I'll ever be found and that you'll ever get your object back. You just gave up hope. What's the din if you gave up hope?
I thought the din was in you.
I now own it?
It's like hefker, so if you take it...
So then I can keep it?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, you need
hefker.
To...
I think it's
hefker. Okay, that's what I want to know. I mean, you're reading that.
This is why Zoe didn't want me saying it.
Wait, it's... When someone steals something, you have to pay kefil when they give it back. So if you give
up... Well, that's if it's a gneva.
Well, because it says if you don't... If
forget
you don't
about the kefil. Let's say it's gazela, there's no kefil. You just pay back the principal.
So I owe you...
It has nothing to do with whether there's kefil or not.
I thought it was that if let's say Ziona gives up on finding her water bottle, if I stole her water bottle, I no longer owe her this exact water bottle. I just owe her the amount of money that this water bottle costs.
Okay. So you're assuming, so this is a debate in the Gemara whether Yeyush is Kona, meaning that if you are Miss Yeyush, does the object then belong to Ziona, but then she just has, but the object costs $10. Is it that Ziona now owns the water bottle, but she still owes you $10?
That's
so
what
she can, but she can keep the water bottle. So this is a machlokas in the Gemara. We paskin that by gezel Yeyush is not kona. So Yeyush is only kona for lost objects, not for stolen objects. Why that is so, it's not our topic. We're not going to go into it. So therefore, in your case with the water bottle, Ziona has to return to you the water bottle, even though you gave up hope of ever finding it. But let's say, lo and behold, you get a phone call from the police. We found your water bottle. We found the Goslin. We found Ziona, you know? So then she has to pay back the water bottle. She can't say, I want to keep the water bottle. No, she can't keep it. Lizzie can say, I want my water bottle back. So she has to give it back to you.
That was confusing to me because like, it is actually Ziona's water bottle. So I should have said the case differently.
Okay, so now, back to the Gemara. Is that what that Gemara is about? Yeyush? Now, you're right. It did appear in one line there. It brought up a... Is that the case that we're, is that what we're interested in? No, we are not.
We thought that was the difference between the...
No. I have nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with Yeyush. We're not discussing Yeyush here at all. She didn't give up hope at all. Yeah, so what did Gemara there say?
I think the critical line is Ferida, and then say...
Just tell me.
That basically, Ferida Kadesh on with Gezel.
Who's Gezel?
The woman's Gezel.
Yes.
Mekudeshet, it works. And Rashi explains that she is mochel the gezel when she accepts
okay.
it.
I just want to add, that is really what you had to see. Now what the Gemara there though discusses is the following. If you started from, I don't know how far back you went, I know many of you went all the way back. So Rav claimed that Makadesh Begezel is Eina Makudeshes, even if it's Gezel Begon. Meaning that he stole from her, and then he then turns around and says, there be Makudeshes to me with this stolen, with your object that I stole from you. Rav's opinion was, at least he says, and he bases it off the Mishnah, Eina Makudeshes. The problem is, the Gemara then cited a brisa. If you look at it, so let me show you. On Daf Nun Beis, everybody have the Daf? Everybody turn to Daf Nun Beis. I just want to show you. So if you notice, almost halfway down the Amar, about a third of the way down the Amar, after two das, it says Amar Rav, Shema Minami Masnisin Arba, Benokit Rav Yodei Tvos. So it's interesting, he says that the Rav says that from the Mishnah there are four things, but for some reason Rav only walked away or was willing to accept. It's not three of them. Right? What that's about is not our issue. Now, if you look at what the three things are, Shema Minah Makadosh Beperu Shvias Mekudeshes. Again, that's not our topic. Ushma Minah Kitcha Begezel Eina Mekudeshes Afiru Begezel Bida. That Rav said that, and he's basing it off the Mishnah. The Gemara then goes on to say how he knows it from the Mishnah, which is coming up in the next line. That he said Kitcha Begezel, that if a man tries to be Mekadosh a woman with stolen property from her, even though it's her stolen property, Eina Mekudeshes. Then, Gemara then discusses a lot of other things that, because there are three things, and then the Gemara wanted to know what the fourth thing was. But then this thread about Mekadosh Begezel Bito that Rav said is Eina Mekudeshes is picked up again. 6 lines from the bottom, where it says Mesavei. The Gemara now is citing a brisa where it says Kitcha Begezel B'chamas U'B'gneva O'shachot Tavsela Miyodo V'Kitcha Mekudeshes. Just focus on this, on the second half of what I just read of this brisa. It says Chot Tavsela Miyodo V'Kitcha. What does that mean?
He
grabbed the seller from her hand and then he turned around and was Mekadosh with that seller. So the brisa says Mekudeshes, which clearly is against what Rav inferred from the Mishnah. You feel a breeze?
Yeah.
Where is that?
That's unclear where it's coming from.
So that
window's
open. This window's
open.
But also this top one never closes.
Yeah. No, it's coming. Yeah, it's also coming like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is
why I'm always cold.
Well,
this one's
no
not closed.
All these windows, they're probably they're the original.
This one's not closed all the way.
So how does the Gemara resolve this problem? We have now a contradiction between really the Mishnah, but rather deferred from the Mishnah, and what the Brisa says. Anybody know? Anybody? What did the Gemara go on to say? Yes.
I think on the next page.
Yes.
It says, the language that the man says, he says,
No, you're not reading the word right.
I wasn't sure.
What do you think the word means? Now we forget how to read it.
I was thinking it's yours, like something that I took from you.
No. Ah, I can't. Ah, you're sure.
Wait, give us the word. I didn't think that was the word.
No.
That's what was it?
No.
It's not your field, is it?
No.
Which word?
Wait, this is what's
in your hand?
No.
Should we look it up?
What? I don't. What do you think the word? Forget about how to pronounce it. No one pronounced it correctly yet.
What's in your hand?
No.
Shadayach have enough for you?
He English is what enough? No.
It means that because she accepted it,
What?
Wait, are we talking about the word to sadai?
I didn't say how you pronounce the word.
Yeah, that word.
What?
That word.
What is that?
Well, Rashi says, isn't it that because she accepted this stolen item, her stolen item from him.
Well, both cases she did.
To throw.
So what do you mean? The Gemara says, lo kasha, second line. Ha, blank. Ha, delo, blank.
Is it
that
what
she
is
was silent?
Word? No.
Would it be in a jastra?
To swing or to throw or to cast aside.
What is it?
Did you look it up in a jastra?
To swing, to throw, to cast, or to
what shoot? Word are you looking up?
Shin, dalid, yud.
And that's the shodrish.
No. You didn't get God's name when you looked that up. But I didn't think that was it. It's not D or die, like enough?
No. I I'm just saying,
sometimes like it takes like a second for me to say.
You all know the word. I guarantee. Every single person in this room knows the word.
Shade? Like a
tea?
No. I said,
are you sure
it's not God's name?
Okay.
Wait, give it away.
Don't tell
him. Is it?
What's the
show? Was like with her in willingness and on the out.
You could look it up on anything. Let me Google that.
Okay, first figure out what the show is. What three letters are you going to look up? It's not Shin Dalet Yud.
Shin Dalet Head. Just Shin
Dalet.
No.
Dalet Yud.
Three letters. Show Dalet Yud. Three letters.
Dalet Yud. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It has to be his
letter. Don't tell me.
Yes. Shirdich. There was a shidduch.
I never even knew what that word was.
You didn't know it was a Hebrew word?
No.
It's not what
I
knew.
I had no idea. I was confused by it.
Where does Yiddish come from? Hebrew! And Hebrew!
But no, this is...
Yeah, this...
Shidduch is a Hebrew
I've never
word.
Heard anyone of these Yiddish descent say the word Shidduch.
I feel like this isn't our fault.
That doesn't mean it's not Hebrew. That doesn't mean...
No, there's a Leshadech.
Leshadech Habanot. Hello, it's in Zmiros. You think Zmiros is written in Yiddish? It's in Zmiros.
There's some Zmiros we do.
How did you get it? How did you realize that she wrote it?
Hi.
Yeah.
Harambam.
Not Yiddish.
Quoted Perekei Hilchot Halacha 10.
Oh, you look, what did he say? Oh, he uses the word?
Yeah.
He's using that word.
So the case
the
is...
Do you know what? The Yiddish should be before the Dalet.
Yeah.
So if you looked up in a jazz for Shin Dalet Kof.
That's what Lizzie was... Wasn't that what you were saying?
No,
say
that
one, nobody did. Everybody thought the chaf was a
his
suffix.
Versus her.
Yeah.
Well, then I thought the shin was the prefix, and I thought it was yud dalet chaf, but wasn't that
it? No. So now that the word is shadich, how the shadich or the low shadich, what does that mean?
I'm looking that up now, see if I can find it.
One case is talking that they had these two people had discussed getting married before.
So now it's like a jokey thing. Like,
well,
I'm going to steal your money and
give
it back.
One is a case where there was a shidduch before. That was the words that are talk, or one that was even arranged that they're going to get married. And one situation that was never arranged before. Mm-hmm. So it goes, so which way does it go? If it was arranged from before, then what?
Then it's Mikudesh.
Why?
Because she knows that she's clearly like okay with it, or she's aware that it's going to happen, and therefore she wants to marry him.
If he said Mikudesh to me with this stolen money, we can assume since they were planning on getting married, that we can assume that she's still interested in marrying him, despite the fact that he just stole this from her.
That's a bad assumption.
And then. And then she would be Mekudeshet because we'll assume she was Mochel. But what would be if it's Lo Shadich, which means out of the blue, he just stole something from her. And then, even though he said be Mekudeshet to me with it and he handed it to her, we don't assume that she's agreeing to this. She probably looks at him, he's a kind of a gossip and I want my money back. You know?
But if she says yes.
Well, she doesn't. She just accepted it.
Right, okay.
You know? But not saying, she said, yes, I'll marry you, then obviously she's Mochel.
So even if she accepted it, the kiddushin is not valid.
Yeah.
Because we don't think her acceptance is enough of...
No, we think she's accepting it, but not because she wants to marry the guy, but simply because she wants her gesel back.
Mm. That's in the cases where they didn't discuss it before? Or?
That's right.
But if they... Okay.
If they did discuss it, then she's interested in marrying him, because that was... They had such a discussion.
So we assume she wants to marry him.
And therefore
okay.
We assume she's Mochel.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. When she accepts it, does it matter if any language came out of her mouth?
Let's assume she said nothing.
Okay.
He said to her, and she accepted it. So this is what the Meiri is referencing, that you see from this, again, only for the shadach, only if there was a shidduch, that what, that you can be makadesh a woman with gezel bita, because we assume she was mocha. Now, I don't know if you have to say in the Meiri's case, back in the Ribbis case, maybe it's also a case with the shadach. He doesn't get into it at all. But maybe you have to assume that, because that's what the Gemara on Batman Bay said. Okay, so we'll assume it. It's not a problem. If we need to assume it, then we will. So then he's saying, in the case of the Deshadech, if he was Makadisha with the Ribbis, so the first approach is to say that she would be Makudesha, because it's no different than Gezel Dita, where there was a Shidduch, right? Okay. I just remind me how Victoria's response.
Memorable.
The
Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. That was great.
Are you still shocked, or have you recovered? Have you recovered, or are you still shocked? You should have paid.
Let's move on. Then, what does he then say after that?
Oh my God.
So, what does he say after that?
That she is his wife.
Then he says, "Umitoch machlokos elu kol she'ira kein choshes shema umachmir mikol tzad." You see where that is? Ratzalom ar li'iyu lo kedushin u lachuk hazeh. What's he saying there?
That we're machmir to say that they're married, and if she wants to not be with him anymore, we make her go out to her again.
Right. You know what the word li'iyu lo kedushin? What is li'iyu?
Let it go up. No, to
have,
to uphold it.
What, to go into the Kedushin. To bring her into the Kedushin, and then Lafuka to take her out of it with a gift.
Mm-hmm. Wait, sorry, can you just repeat the slide?
After he presents these two opinions as to whether she would be Mekodeshus or not, and he says, so Lamaisa, we should be Machmir. And that maybe they are married. And therefore, she would need a gift. Okay? And then, what comes next? Then he says, "Horibis she'ena ktsutsa, kosha kiblo hu v'chazar unasanola mekudeshes." So now he digresses and he says, "But if the case were what? Horibis she'ena ktsutsa, which is afak ribis." What is, you have to remember what the din is. What's the din for Avak Ribbis? In our Torah, it's mutar. With the Rabbanan, it's aser to collect it. But if you do collect it,
you can't use
it. It's not yotze v'dayanim, so you can keep it.
Well, they can't take it away.
They won't take it. The dayanim will not take it away. So what does he say about if it's Ribbis Shema Kasutsa? He was Makadeshur with that. He collected that Ribbis. Then she would be Mekudeshes because it belongs to him.
Like it was stupid of her, but tough luck.
Fine. You had your hand up.
Yeah, just in terms of when he starts where Mahmoud to say that the Kiddushin worked in both of these cases, what do you mean in both of these?
Not both. If he was Mekudesher with the ribbis that he collected from her.
Okay.
We're going to be Mahmoud to say, even though there's a Mahlokas whether she's Mekudeshes or not, we're going to be machmer to say that she is, because since you have one opinion that says that she is Mekudesha, so we're going to be machmer. And now he veers off and he starts discussing, what about Ribbis She'ena Ketzutza? You realize now that he's just, you know, he's digressing. Mm-hmm. What would be if a man is Mekadesh a woman with Ribbis She'ena Ketzutza? So what would be the din there? She would be Mekudesha. So in other words, if she paid him the Ribbis and then he gave it back to her L'Shem Kiddushin, she would be Mekudesha because that money actually does belong to him once it's paid. And therefore she's Mekudesha. But then after he said that, Elishyesh kan safek acher, beribbis she'ena ketzutza velo kiblo, the chayim she'eno milva. What's he doing now? Yeah, what's he doing, yes?
Saying that
says, yeah, but there is a case that if there's a safek, whether the kiddushim will work or not.
Where it's ribish she'ena ketzutza.
Right. Even though we... Right.
But there is a situation of ribish she'ena ketzutza, which he claims is a safek, at least in his mind, is a safek, whether she would be mekudeshes or not. Can anybody tell me what this case is? Anybody understand the case? Yeah.
So the man loans a woman a se'ah.
But se'ah is the word.
What is it?
Se'ah, not se'ah.
A se'ah.
What is a se'ah?
It's a measurement.
A measurement of what?
Of wheat, I think.
Well, it could be any produce. Wheat, barley, could be anything.
Is it ever pronounced
se'ah?
No.
It's never. So it's I don't know, unless I've been wrong my whole life, so I don't know. I've always pronounced it se'ah. But they pronounce it
like
se'ah?
What is a mikvah?
Arbam sa, yeah. You say seya?
I've never said anything before.
Okay.
I just did our
finish thing. I didn't tell you to do this.
Okay.
Just
so what about, what's the case? Start again.
Okay. So a man loaned woman a sa'a, and at the time of the loan...
What did he tell her?
And she's going to pay back that a sa'a.
So let's say this. Let's say... A woman, the woman borrows from him 10 pounds of wheat.
It's se'ah.
Really?
Yeah, with Shabbat under the Samach.
Oh, it's Shabbat, so it's not se'ah, se'ah.
Yeah.
It's not a...
Se'ah.
I think probably the reason why I would have said se'ah is because when I see it transliterated, it's always S-E apostrophe A-H, which could work for the Shabbat.
Se'ah. I was pronounced as sa'a. So sa'a. Really?
That's
okay. Okay,
sa'a.
We ran out of time. So what is this then? If you, let me just take the case and then we'll stop. If a man lends a woman 10 pounds of wheat, and what is he? What does she have to pay back to him?
The
10
pounds of wheat.
The wheat. 10 pounds of wheat.
But
so clearly, I mean, she's borrowing it. It's a loan. So, of course, she's going to use the 10 pounds of wheat, presumably, but then she has to pay back 10 pounds of wheat. Is such a loan to make permissible?
Yeah. No, it's
usur. Well. It's usur.
Because
it's avat ribis, because the market value could change.
So what? How could you make it? How could you do it in a...
I'll tell you, in a permissible way.
You
have to say, I'm lending you $100 worth of wheat, and then you have to pay me back $100.
Whatever the market value is.
Yes, and then whatever it will be. So you might start up with 10 pounds and then end up with 8 pounds.
Or more.
Or,
like,
or more.
That's like the case of mana, and then chitin the mana usually.
Yeah. So you're, but if you say, I'm lending you 10 pounds of wheat, and you have to pay me back 10 pounds a week, that's also to do with the Rabbanah, because the price might go up, and then if you pay back the 10 pounds a week, maybe it'll be worth more money than when you loaned it. So that's also, so saw besaw is also, it's avat ribis. Okay, so what's this up? So for tomorrow, work on this. Try to get through the whole thing. I know it's long, it's hard, so... Try to really do as much as you can. Let's see if we can finish the meeting.